All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're going to take a look at, I don't know what the name of this movie is. Is it Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, or Birds of Prey, the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn? This movie is directed by Kathy Yan, who not really familiar with what she has done. But she's done a whole bunch of shorts and something called Did Pigs. I'm not sure what this is, but it was a comedy. So I'm not sure why she was tapped for an action movie, but hey.
Yeah, not sure how she got this job. What the hell?
The writer is Christina Hodson, and it stars Margot Robbie, Rosie Perez, Elizabeth Winstead, and there's Journey Smollett, Ewan McGregor, and a couple other people in this movie. And the synopsis is, after splitting with the Joker, Harley Quinn joins superheroes Black Canary, Huntress, and Renee Montoya to save a young girl from an evil crime lord. The movie begins with what might have happened at the Suicide Squad. Harley Quinn and the Joker have a falling out, and she gains her confidence by breaking up with the Joker, and she's living this wonderful life. One of the things that she wants to do is grab a sandwich. As she's trying to enjoy the sandwich, someone attempts to kill her. Off in a whole trend where everyone's trying to kill her. Also, what happens is that Rosie Perez's character gets introduced by investigating the crime scene. They cross paths, kind of sets the movie off on a very specific arc. Form an odd couple squad of superheroes, supervillains, super something somethings. We all kind of watch this together. And so we'll start off with Keith, who groaned many, many times throughout this movie. Many, many times. And what did you think of Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, or Birds of Prey and Fantabulous Emancipation of one Harley Quinn?
No. I will say that I did not find the movie very entertaining. There were some halfway decent action set pieces in this. Some of the action scenes were pretty decent. I was impressed with Margot Robbie's stunt work because it looked like she did most of her own stunts. So she did a pretty good job. She's got a good career in doing some action movies, but she would need a competent action director to move around. So the movie played out like DC's answer to Deadpool.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds was Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds wrote, he produced it, and he formulated the whole thing. And Deadpool's sort of breaking the fourth wall thing was almost unique to him, his character, because it was something that was done within the comic book, and it was something that was done within that sort of confines of that medium, and that translated very well into the movie. There was an actual halfway decent story being told in Deadpool 1 and 2. The first one being vengeance, lost love. He got fucked up and scarred up, and he's looking for revenge and a way for a cure to get back to his life. This one, it's just about trying to review this movie and say what the movie's about without saying that it's about
nothing.
Without it saying that it's about the empowerment thing, but that's what the movie's about. The movie Wonder Woman could be about very similar tropes, about not tropes, but have a very similar theme, yet it was very true to the character. And it was a good film. Whereas this one is just went by the numbers. Every villain in the film was a man. Every person that they fought were men.
That's what happened in Charlie's Angels. Same thing.
Okay, yeah, it gets interesting after 2 seconds, but it wasn't entertaining for the most part. Breaking the fourth wall, the whole crazy action attitude and stuff, it just didn't work.
The over-reliance on self-awareness.
It was way too much of that, and at the same time, it was completely unbelievable. She didn't get shot once. She's walking through a police station with a grenade launcher. That single shot, that takes her like 3 to 4 seconds to load. And she just walks through the whole thing, blowing everything up, and it's like, that doesn't make any sense. With Deadpool, it was because you couldn't really kill him. Just shoot him up and he would just heal from it. And he had a specific set of skill sets. I like that they showcase her intelligence, that she was able to read people and manipulate them. But it should have been more her manipulating people to get him to do what she wants, as opposed to her running around beating the crap out of everything that moves.
All right, so let's go to James. So James, what did you think of Birds of Prey?
Keith basically said it all. This movie is just basically just a big advertisement for empowerment, which, like I said before, there's nothing wrong with having a movie or making a statement about being empowered. There's nothing wrong with that. For you to do a movie let it be a good story. And this is what these movies that have been coming out lately have been lacking. It just does not have a good story. It's just constantly just throwing out this message of women can do anything. That's fine and dandy, but have some substance behind it. I mean, like you mentioned earlier, there's no substance to this movie. It's just basically her beating up all the men, her basically saying like, well, I don't need the Joker anymore or whatever. Kind of shitting on all men that's around. Like, basically, they're trying to me, how I see it as if they are trying to imply that all men are like this, or because all the men were villains. All the men did some type of dirt. For example,
You're right. Everyone, every single one
took Rosie Perez's credit for Case. Right.
I'm not saying that this does not happen. It does. That shouldn't be your selling point. And this is supposed to be the emancipation of Harley Quinn or something like that. How is she emancipated? Because throughout
gained her confidence leaving the Joker. Once you leave somebody, James, you are a better person for it.
Okay. All right. So let's go along with that trope. So you leave somebody and you're a better person. But yeah, she's still the fucked up shit that she was doing with the Joker until she came across a kid. It was just not a good movie. I'm not going to give this movie a zero because I'm starting to agree with Keith. I think we may overuse the zeros a little bit too much, but movies have been bad for the simple fact. Only thing that I liked about this movie, I think that Margot Robbie is a perfect cast.
No!
Casting choice for Harley
Quinn. I said that before. There's nothing really special about Margot Robbie being Harley Quinn. So this movie is a failure. It's a failure because it was developed and written with the wrong intentions. So first, they started down this path of, hey, well, we need to have a team-up movie because of Suicide Squad, and then we wanted to make it more gender-focused. And it feels like when they saw this was going down, realized the way it was going, maybe it seemed like this is two different movies to me. It seemed like they knew it was going to fail, and then they went with, let's put a social message into it. Let's try to force-feed you so much negativity that you can only feel so sad for all these lead characters in the movie, which I don't get anything out of. So because they try to do all this competing ideas, the movie's muddled. I would say this. We keep talking about Wonder Woman. Why are the Amazonians strong? Is it because some thing happened with the Greek gods and that's why they became strong? That's kind of what happens in this movie. I keep saying this, and I said it before with the Charlie's Angels movie. Trying to tie a political agenda into it or tie a personal agenda into it doesn't really help whatever problem you're trying to solve. If you're saying that certain people are underrepresented in Hollywood, coming out with trash still means it's trash. Like, regardless of who makes it, what color somebody is, or what gender somebody is, it is still trash. And this movie is trash because, again, I keep saying this, trying to just do anything to solve the problem is not solving the problem. This does not solve the problem of, hey, well, again, we feel somebody's underrepresented. Wonder Woman is a good example of that solving the problem. The Charlie's Angels movie is not. Terminator Dark Fate is not. Dark Phoenix is not. This movie's trash, and it's getting a zero.
I gave the movie every chance it could. I guess my point is that nothing works if you try to force it. It needs to be natural. They had a story that they could have told with Harley Quinn. There was a really good story that could have been told. Her getting away from an abusive relationship and then her own character moving on, using her inherent ability to manipulate people because she's been manipulated so much herself, and her trying to break away from the patterns that she's always had. They could have followed the comic book more closely, gone word for word from the comic book, which is successful, and gone with that, but they didn't. You know, they could have gone with the comic book, brought in Poison Ivy. They could have gone with the actual Birds of Prey. They didn't need the Birds of Prey for this thing. Like, that was just additional storylines that just detracted from what everyone wanted to see, which is Harley Quinn, which is Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. Not talking about this. It's a sad, sad day when Suicide Squad is a better film than this. That's not a good look to have.
All right. So, Keith, what score would you give Birds of Prey?
I will not watch this movie again. I think I gave Suicide Squad a 4. So I will give this movie a 2. There were a couple action scenes that were good. I mean, I was impressed with Margot Robbie's acting. I thought she was pretty good. And I was impressed with her stunt work. That's it.
James, what score would you give Suicide Squad?
I'll give it a 1. Well, Suicide Squad,
Sorry. Birds.
You know, basically, it's the same fucking thing. I give it a one. I mean, the only thing that I enjoyed about it, Margot Robbie.
No! I sit there for like 5 minutes, like, Margot Robbie? No!
That's the only thing.
No.
That's the only thing.
No, 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 no. They should have just made a singular Harley Quinn movie instead of trying to make some team up.
I agree with that, but the movie itself is just horrible. But she was the only bright spot. And even Ewan McGregor, I mean, he's a great actor, but you could tell he was just phoning it in.
Man, he just showed up. It's like, hold on, I'm getting paid. What? All right, thank you. I'm offset now. Let me know my scenes are over.
He was showing for this as well. I mean, that dude went out there and said, oh, the male audience is just not ready for this type of film. They're not mature enough for this film. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm tired of that shit. Stop blaming the audience for your fucked up films.
Yeah.
You fucked it up.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is that somebody has to be blamed. I mean, it's just kind of like the NFL. Maybe you might have to blame the coach. Might have to blame the general manager. But somebody has to take the blame. And if your team is not playing well, let's just blame the fans. Like, the fans aren't coming out to support the team. As I said before, this movie's getting a zero.
Yo, you got to stop with the zeros, yo. There was absolutely nothing in this that you liked.
I can't justify putting out anything in order to solve a problem. Before, I made a example of when I was in college, and if I just wrote anything to turn in a paper, did I accomplish anything? No. What this movie does is the same thing, and it doesn't accomplish anything because you don't have any strong characters in the movie. It's not well written. It's not well directed. You keep mentioning the action. The action serves no purpose. For everything that occurs in this movie, there's no redeeming quality to it. This is a period in history where a lot of films are just being made for the wrong reasons. And this one was made for the wrong reasons. It will be forgotten because, as I said with Charlie's Angels, the purpose of the movie and also this movie was to develop a series, develop a set of movies to 2022. There's another Birds of Prey movie. Because you tried, you didn't even really try and you failed. There's nothing to gain from this. There's not going to be another movie. There's not going to be another Terminator movie because it was developed for the wrong reasons. Thank you, James Cameron and SB Scheme Podcast.
James Cameron, what the heck?